Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The term convict labor usually conjures up images of men wearing black and white stripes, sledgehammers in hand, working on a chain gang. The use of convict labor has long been a practice of American penal institutions. In Utah, prison inmates have worked to fight forest fires, pick up litter along public roads, and actually, even build those roads. Prior to Utah statehood, prisoners were contracted out for both public and private jobs, despite federal laws that made selling convict labor for private purposes illegal. When the state constitution was drafted in 1895, the issue was clarified to explicitly prohibit work done by prisoners on private interests, but allowing it to continue for public projects. In 1909, the Utah legislature passed a law allowing prisoners with terms of less than 10 years to work on public road construction. Soon after, the legislature lifted the 10-year limit and made it possible for any well-behaved prisoner to reduce his sentence by 10 days for every 30 days he worked. These laws coincided with a major road-building program in Utah, and Governor William Spry saw the unpaid work of prisoners as essential in giving Utah one of the greatest road systems in the country. The first project to benefit from convict labor was a road in Box Elder County. 52 convicts were moved from the state penitentiary into a makeshift camp near Willard, where they slept in tents surrounded by barbed wire and guards. Prisoners worked hard and racked up more than 6,500 man days. With wages at $2.25 a day for regular laborers, the state saved more than $14,000 by using convicts. Based on these savings, prisoners were shipped to other parts of the state to build more roads. Not all Utahns agreed with this practice. In 1911, more than 500 people rallied in Salt Lake City, arguing that using convicts on road crews took good jobs away from the unemployed. It was this kind of criticism that contributed, at least in part, to the demise of this labor practice by the 1920s. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Utah State Historical Society. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.